Pigs threatened right from the get-go. But stranded Taylor Featherston, whose hit streak stretched to 10 games, and Cam Perkins when J.P. Arencibia grounded into a double play to end the top of the first inning. Tommy Joseph, leading off the second, doubled but was also stranded. It started to take the shape of last night's loss, where the Iron Pigs stranded 12. Bottom of the second and the first base runners for Syracuse in this one.
First and third with two outs. The 1-1 swung on, ripped out left center field. That is a base hit towards the gap. It's going to split defenders and go all the way to the wall. Ramsey, the trail runner, is going to score with ease. He rounds third and plates without a throw. On a two-out, two-run double by Solano. 2-0 Chiefs. And the kicker? The pitcher was on deck.
Wasn't first base, but there was a bag open. And to make things worse, Aaron Laffey struck out looking on three pitches to end the inning. 2-0 Chiefs after two. Top third. Pigs load the bases with no outs. Pitcher Rainier Royball reaching on an error. Darnell Sweeney a hit. Featherston a second hit in as many at-bats. But Cam Perkins would pop out to short. One away. Then an RBI chance again for J.P. Arencibia.
And Laffey up to 44 pitches. Royball on third, Sweeney on second, Featherston at first. Here is the pitch. Swung on, a double play ball right to short. Turner gobbles up to second for one. Back to first, double play. The Pigs had them loaded with nobody out, and the Pigs do not score.
Second time in this game that's happened. Second 6-4-3 double play to end an inning by Arencibia. Six stranded through three innings for Lehigh Valley. Syracuse still in front, 2-0. And adding more in the bottom of the third, Trey Turner reaches on an infield single, steals a base. That's setting up Jason Martinson.
Royball delivers, swung on, ripped out left field, base hit. Here comes Perkins up with the ball. They're sending home the runner. The throw will be through to the plate, but late. Trail runner holds at first, but it's an RBI single for Martinson, and it's now 3-0, and they immediately get that momentum right back.
Royball retired the next two. Martinson was caught stealing as well. But that was it for Rainier. Second spot start this week. Second time he goes just three innings. It was all Syracuse early on. Bobby Lafrenboise on to pitch the fourth for the Pigs and quickly into trouble again. Back-to-back doubles put two in scoring position but does not score a run. Lafrenboise bears down and retires the next two with no one crossing the plate. So two outs. Two on, the pitcher's spot in the batting order, up.
Here's the pinch hitter with two away. It's the switch hitting Lozada. Pitch on way, swung on, drill, base hit. Off the glove, the diving attempt at third by Nina. A run scores 4-0 on the RBI pinch hit single for Jose Lozada. 4-0 Chiefs.
First earned run allowed by Lafrenboise this season in what has been a stellar start to his Iron Pigs career. The hole dug even deeper. And finally, the Pigs clawing back a bit with a run in the top of the fifth. Cam Perkins grounding out but scoring Cedric Hunter. 4-1, Chiefs still in front. Syracuse held off the board in the fifth and the sixth, but in good position to close it out in the seventh inning of this shortened game. Rafael Martin on for the save for the second night in a row. Again, the first to reach base for the Pigs, but they failed to convert all night long. A chance, though, for Darnell Sweeney.
Sweeney behind. It counts right now. Runners lead off. Here's the pitch by Martin. Swung on and hammered out to right center field. Well tagged. Going back is Ramsey at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Darnell Sweeney lunges one over the right center field wall. We are tied 4-4 here in the seventh inning, and that door finally has come off its hinges.
Blown save for Martin, a new ball game. Taylor Featherston up next, doubles down the left field line. He went 4-for-4 in this game. He's 18 of 39 to start the season. The leading run in scoring position, no outs for Lehigh Valley. But Martin calms down, strikes out the next two swinging, and goes ahead 0-2 on Tommy Joseph.
Runner leads off second, pitch to plate, swung on, ripped out left field, pretty deep. Racing back, Martinson still thinking, will he get there? I don't think so. He lunges, it's over his head. Joseph has come through. It's a ground rule double as it kangaroos over the wall, and the Pigs have grabbed a 5-4 lead. Tommy, we can hear you. A big go-ahead RBI double here in the inning, and the Pigs have struck for four.
Joseph's third hit of the game. Pigs in front. Luis Garcia, the former IL All-Star closer, on to close it out. But he made it interesting. The tying run ends up 90 feet from home. The winning run on base, and the hottest hitting Chief at the dish.
Garcia from a set. It'll be an 0-1 to Goodwin pitch. Swung on a ground ball, chopped out to short. Charging Featherston, Fields, fires, got him! Ball game over, Pigs fly! Pigs fly! Pigs sweep a doubleheader here tonight.
It's the second four-run comeback by the Iron Pigs in the last five games. Lehigh Valley moves over 500, 7-6 on the season. It's the first time the Pigs are over 500 since June 20th of 2014. That's a span of 670 days. Again, the final score in game number two, the Pigs earn a sweep of the Chiefs with a 5-4 win.